Shavah b'shas l'dawar avoides to eat the meat inside the pnim, shouldn't there be a machshava pesalus? Samar says no. However, you wait, but there's a gzeras kasha that says b'yayim ha'shlishi. The machshava has to be b'yayim ha'shlishi, meaning mokim shei mishulish b'dam b'basa b'emurim. You have to think to eat the meat outside the base of Migdash. Rashi says the mokim was a heter abomois. There, outside the base of Migdash, you're allowed to do all three things. You're allowed to make as weak as a dam there. You're allowed to eat the meat, and you're allowed to burn the emurim. Ma'ashenken, inside the pnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's never a heter to burn any meat there. There's never a heter to eat any meat there. There's only a heter to make as weak up. That's not called the mokim mishulish. Therefore, there's no psul chutzlim kaimai by pnim. Now the Gemara says it's so. V'loy tehei machshava peselos tachutz. Let's say now, if you think Peshah Shechita to eat the meat outside, it should not pass for the korban. And we realize should make a svara from Mekav L'chayma. Or ma mokim shepos adam shebefnim, esher bachutz. Madach, when you bring the dam inside, it passes even the cup that's outside. Ein machshav aselos befnim, still if you have a machshav to eat the meat inside, does not pass all. There's some mokim shepos adam shebachutz esher bachutz. If you take the dam outside, the psul yetzei, it does not pass of the other cup that's inside. If so, ain't a din isn't the svara to say shloi yei peiso machshav bachutz. That if you think peshas adalan avoidus to eat the meat outside the base of Migdash, that should not be a machshav peselus. So how do we know that machshav passes? So this Gemara says yes. Talmud loy meshlishi says the pasuk shlishi, which means chutz lazmanoi. If you have in mind to eat the meat the wrong time tomorrow, that makes a psul pigul. Then the pasuk says pigul, meaning chutzlim kaimai. If you have a mind to eat the meat outside the wrong place, that's also machshava pasalas. Now, boso yetzal achutz posel, if you take the meat outside the azara, that also passes. Now, nichnas lefnim, kosher. But if you just take the meat of kachim and bring it inside the kodesh HaKadoshim, it does not passel. You can still take the meat outside and eat it in the azara. The Mora says, really, shiye bedin is a svar to say, she posel, that boso should be posel. Now I should say really in a svar like this. When you take the dam outside one cup, it is not possible you have the dam that's inside. Still, boser ayetzel achutz. Possible if you take boser outside the azara, boser of kodesh kadoshim, of kodesh kadoshim. If you take it outside the azara, is a psul yetzel and the boser. You can't eat it anymore. Is some mokum the inside the pnim the kodesh kadoshim. Shepossel dam shebefnim eshebachutz. If you take one cup of the dam inside, that passes even with the dam that's outside. If so, shouldn't I say in a svara that bosra nichnas befnim, if you bring the meat inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, ain't a din isn't the svara she yisul, that you should not be able to eat this meat, it should be yisul on the bosra? So Mora says no. However, you wait, but the pasuk says, midama, there's only yisul if you bring the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the dik is, dama v'lay bosra. There's no psul by bringing boser into the panim. True, you can eat it there, but just take it outside and eat it outside. So Mora says, Kabuchayim is the Kabuchayim, Miyata, now the Kabuchayim. Omer, the Mokim, Sheposel, Dam, Shevefnim, Eshevachutz. We bring one cup of dam inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. It passes the other dam that's outside in the Azoro. If so, boser, Nichnas, Lefnim, Kosho, if you bring your boser, the meat of the Korban, inside Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadosh, the meat is still Kosho to eat outside. If so, mokum like outside, mokum shleposu dam shebechutz eshebefnim. If you take one cup of dam outside to the chutz outside the azara, it does not pass the other cup inside. If so, boso yoytze lachutz ein adin shekosher. Isn't it a svar then that the boso that you take outside should be kosher? So what do I say? There's a psul yoytze on boso. That it is only a psul on the dam and not on boso. You can't take from the meat of the kodesh kodashim outside the azara. Maybe you could bring it back in and eat it. So Mora says, no, already remember the Pasuk says, U bosa basa de treifa le techu. It's an extra Pasuk, the bosa, that's a treif in the field, do not eat. What type of a treif is it talking about? What does it mean, basada? So we dash in here, kivin shiyotza bosa, chuska mechitza, say, as long as the bosa goes out of its mechitza, nesa, the bosa then becomes osa. So the kids, it's exactly the custom that bosa that yoytzei is bosa. Tell me about this. Penima. Ain't liyela penima. Maybe there's only a psul if you bring the dam inside the pnim, means the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the urine is. Hechol minayin, how do you know if you even bring the dam just into the hechol where the mizbech, where the menorah is, how do you know that's also psul? But the pasuk says, this time alone, the pasuk says, El HaKodesh Pnimo. The pasuk says in Vayikra Yud, that Hein Lo Yehuvah Domoi, El HaKodesh Pnimo. It says two words, Kodesh and Pnimo. So Pnimo means there's a psul in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Kodesh means even into the Eichel. So the more question is, so the Yom HaKodesh V'al Yom HaPnimo, let the pasuk just say Kodesh. And I know if there's a psul to bring the dam of the Chitzain into the Eichel, for sure there's a psul to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So my Rabbi says the reason is, Bozav Limit Alzeh, I need two words. If we only would have said, just said one, I would have thought to say maybe it only means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, I need two psukim to say it also means the Eichel. Midah Dabi Atzeh V'Sachar. So it says the Chiddush by these two types of avodim of a kohen that do not eat truma. The Tanya we learned, Teisha, what does that mean? Zekron HaKinyon Eilam. It's an Eved Ivri that Mitzvah that stays with you until Yevil. So here, Zekron HaKinyon Shonim, a regular Eved Ivri only for 6 years. And it says both these avodim do not eat truma even though a kohen owns them. And so the question is, Yom Etoish, what does the pasuk say? Even Etoish does not eat. We are Yom Esachir, and I shouldn't have to say the word Sachir. But I Yom, I say myself, Kona Kinyan Olam and Oichol Madach and Ever that's Nirtza that stays with you until Yovel. He does not eat from Truma. So Kona Kinyan Shonim Akol Shchein. If you only have a regular Evidivri that only eats for 6 years, it's only by use for 6 years. Pshita is not called the Kinyan Kaspoy of the Kain. So what do you need two words for? So Mora says yes. He looking over, would have just said one, the Yisayma, Teishev maybe means that Zekon HaKinyin Shonim. Would have just said Teishev, I would have thought the same means a regular Eved Ivri. That does not eat from Truma. Abba, but I would have thought to say, Kon HaKinyin Olam, Yeyoichel, but maybe a Kayin that owns an Eved Ivri after his Nirtza, that stays until Yevil, maybe then he could eat from Truma. Is Bos Sacher, believe me now Teishev. If I need the word Sacher to come back to Mabra and the word Teishev. That and the Yain Oichel, both of them do not eat truma from a kain. So you see, you need to psukim to megala what the pshat the pasuk is. Here also the pasuk has to say kodesh and pnima to teach us that not only if they have soul to bring the dam in the kodesh hakadoshim, but even to bring it into the eichel. Oh, Malay Abayis, Abayis says bishlei mahosam trei gufninu. There are two different type of avodim. The Alphaga Devil Likro Limichtav Nirtza, even though the Pasuk could have written clearly, Nirtza does not eat Truma, and then the Yidach Asivikav Chayma, I wouldn't know for sure, regular Evid, still, Nilsa the Asivikav Chayma to Avakosal Likro, there's such a Svara, the Torah still writes it. El Ocha, but over here, Kivon the Ikal Isulu Behechel, once the Dam comes into the Hechel, it becomes Pasul, Lefnay Lefnim, my boy, like Fit, how did the Dam get into Kurch Kadoshim without first going through the Hechel? That the pasuk just say clearly the dam coming in the psul. If you bring the dam through the roof or through a window, not the regular way. If it says a book, mashmo derech dia, and I have to come the right way, so you always come to the echel first. If you have a mind to bring to them to Kodesh HaKadoshim, then even though you only brought them to the Eichel, it does not become possible. It's not the Kiddush. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with this Teskema over again.
On the next tape.
You were holding Daf Tei Beis on the days on the bottom of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Omolei Rovon, it says in this Indian of bringing the dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says Loshen of Havor, so Bimashmi, you have to bring it in Derech Biya, and not you can bring it in Derech Meshupash through the roof or through the windows. So if so, the question was, if you have to bring it through to Pesach, so since you bring it into the Hegel first, what's the Kiddush if you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's possible. The dam is already possible by bringing it into the Hegel. Any time that you have kavona to bring this dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is lemif sobeichel. The dam does not become possible even though you bring it into the Eichel. It only becomes possible then if it comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. if you don't have the Farish Shadas to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then when you start bringing the Dam HaChatis into the Hechol, true, the Dam becomes Posel. But the Chiddush of the Posek is, the reason why it says two words, Kodesh and Penimi, is to teach us that in case you have Kavono, the Davka to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then even though you brought it into the Hechol, it does not become Posel. Now the Gemara says, Boi Ravom, Rav has to shout like this, Par helem dovo shel tzibur, v'soyer avodes kechovim. What's going to be if you have this par that the tzibur brings on the tzad to listen to the bezdin with the wrong sack, or else the soyer that's brought for the aveira of an avodes zoro, sheichnis dom lefnai lefanov, lefnai lefnim, that the kohen brought the dam inside lefnai lefnim. These are called the chates apnim, that the dam is supposed to be zoro kind of mezbeach apnim on the heichel, but not supposed to be brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's going to be if it was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Mahu? Mi Yamrina, do I say, Ela Kodesh Pinimi. That means, Kolech de Karinin Ela Kodesh, Karina Le Pinimi. Whenever there's an Issa not to bring the Dam into the Eichol, there's also the Issa not to bring the Dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But over here, Kolech de Le Karinin Ela Kodesh, over here there's no Issa to bring this Dam into the Eichol, because that's where this dam is supposed to be. It's supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaPanim. So maybe, like Karin and Panimi, I do not have the Issa, the Psul, of bringing this dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I do maybe know, Shalai Bim Kaimimhu, maybe Lamaisa, you bring in this dam, not in the right place. True, it's supposed to go into the Hechol, but not into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So maybe I'll have the Psul of bringing the dam into the Panim. That's one Shaila. And Vim Tim Slam, if you want to tell me, Shaloi bim kaimim hu, that lamaisi bring in this dam into the wrong place, and there'll be a psul. If so, what's going to be par v'soyer shiyem akipurim, the par v'soyer that's brought special on Yom Kippur, shehiza midomom el habadim. Is that true? Here the mitzvah is to make this riko in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bein habadim, between the stead, between the badim of the Oren. So you brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'itzion, and then you took the dam out, so far everything was done by kashrus. And now, v'chnisan, and then the kohen again brought it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So now, what will be the locker here? Me, I'm going to do, I say, m'kaimim hu, the meister for this dam. It's supposed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though you finished and you went out, but maybe there's no psul to bring it back in again. I do, maybe no, however, nofik, nofik. The meister, once you left it, you're not supposed to come back again. So now that you're out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there'll be the psul to bring it back in again. So that's the second shayla. And now, the yim tim tzlem, if you want to tell me this far, is yes, that hayov nofik nofak, that once you went out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the dam, you're not supposed to bring it back again. So if you bring it back again, there'll be a psul of bringing the dam into the kodeshim. What's going to be like this? Hizo midomam elaproiches. After you made that Zrika Saddam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you went outside in the Hechol, and you made a Zrika on the Proiches.